Please standing by. Over.
Jeremy and Joe continues now
on ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Jeremy Branham and Joe George.
Sweat of the day. Tampa's up on Chicago 4-2 entering the top of the fourth. We're on Tampa Bay. We're on the over 7.5 runs. Back at the Trop.
For the first time since 2024.
Watched a couple of games there.
You did. You got a great play there.
I do. Throw off these hands.
I'll give you credit when you deserve it.
It's exciting, Whites. My bad. What's the difference between exciting and exotic? I think they're the same thing. 713-780-ESPN. Exciting Whites as another junkie. That would be the Exciting Whites as another junkie. Y'all should do a wine tasting segment where you try to identify the notes. Is it notes or notes?
Notes.
Is it?
You sure?
Yeah, nodes are things in your body that can be bad.
I think you smell the nodes, though, don't you?
No, no. Nodes are in your, like, nodes for, like, nodules.
It's notes.
It's notes?
Yeah.
You can't do the nodes?
No.
Nodes sounds more pretentious.
It does, but it's wrong.
713-780-ESPN, HRP listener line. Let's get to a few more texts here. Ugly, Javier, bad. It's possible Hunter is done for the year with how injuries have gone for this team. Good, they scored runs, so that's good, I suppose, says Eric the Buyer. Yeah, I'm not too sure. Clothes are by committee is the answer. He was trying to say closer by committee, but he said clothes are by committee. So a little error there. If you go close by committee and who's up and whatnot, then you have to start juggling the front end of your bullpen if you need bullpen help early. Yeah. I think one of the Stros' biggest problems in the field and the bullpen is collecting utility players instead of spending the money on elite guys and defined roles. You can't say anything about the offense, though. The offense has been fine.
Yep.
So maybe the pen. But also, like, I don't really believe in huge money for relievers. So, yeah. Maybe I was driving and voice text did it, you arrogant bad word hat. I love you, junkies. Which overreaction is worse? Joe Adell, a good defensive outfielder, or Yiner's skills behind the plate? Yiner's skills behind the plate.
Definitely.
Is Joe Adell not a good defensive outfielder? I don't watch enough Angel baseball.
I'm not sure either, but a good weekend for him. Or a good day, at least.
That was pretty sick that he robbed three homers.
That's unbelievable.
His range doesn't show out to be that great on Baseball Savant. Actually, last year it showed he was in the 1 percentile.
of good?
No.
Oh, of bad?
Yeah, 1 percentile was the worst.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, I guess Joe Adell is really bad. So it actually might be Joe Adell based on one game. I wasn't aware of that. I have not been watching much this season. Did Yiner fall off a cliff? No, he is about who he is. You know, maybe a little bit worse offensively right now, small sample, but he's about who he is. You know, I haven't really seen much difference with Yiner. He looks about the same to me.
I agree. Falling off a cliff is not the way I would put it. He's just kind of been the same as he was last year so far.
It's kind of the same guy.
Not a lot of power so far.
All right, what else? Bad and ugly. 713-780-ESPN. We'll just go your turn since I lost track.
You kind of mentioned it briefly, but just Nick Allen, Jake Myers, Yiner. I'll throw them all together with their defensive plays this weekend. All bad. Maybe Yiner should have got some help there, but yeah. Nick Allen, one that he missed that he should have gotten. Jake Myers, sunglasses, dude.
I don't know about the Nick Allen one.
Really?
He's playing in.
I feel like a lot of shortstops make that.
Yeah, I don't think
maybe it's spoiled.
I think it's a hard play. I think it's a hard play. I don't disagree with you that Pena, maybe Correa make the play.
Yeah.
I think it's a tough play, though. I didn't see my biggest gripe about that play was that they were playing infield in a 4-run game.
Yeah, like, strange.
You're going to need a lot of runs to come back. Why are you playing for one? Mm-hmm. I didn't like that. So that's why I don't really look at the Allen one as much. Yeah, I have catch the ball, Yiner, catch the ball, Jake. I do wish that Walker would have taken charge on that play because it is a difficult play for a catcher. That said, you're a pro catcher, catch the ball. And then, Jake, why aren't you wearing shades, dude?
Great question.
Somebody in my comments was like, well, some people don't like shades because it's actually worse on the hard liners that come right at them. Wear the flip downs.
Yeah.
Wear the flip down shades. Those things were awesome anyways. Jake Myers would be aura maxing with those suckers. I love those things so much. The flip down shades. You don't like them?
I don't know if they lead to aura maxing.
Jake Myers never aura maxed in his life, but if he had flip down shades, he'd finally realize what
fully
it was.
Achieve. Yeah.
Yeah. He'd unlock something that he's never had in his life.
Are you
going
to get flip down shades for when you do the show outside tomorrow?
No, I'm a man. I just wear regular sunglasses.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just curious.
Love wearing sunglasses to do broadcasts. It's one of my favorite things. Legitimately.
Why?
I don't know. It just feels cool.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. Maybe it's something to do with the, you know, vitamin D. Maybe it's something to do with being outside. I don't know. I don't know. Lance McCullers is one of mine as well. I didn't think, not that he was like too bad, too ugly. I thought he had trouble with his command, though. Couldn't go deep into the game. You know, maybe if he goes deep into the game, you don't have to, not even deep. Maybe if he just gets you through the fifth, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe you don't have to go to one reliever who cost you, who gave up some runs. I didn't think Lance was his best. Not that he was anything like 2025 Lance. He just had trouble spotting pitches that he didn't have trouble with in his first start.
Yeah, he just was not, I mean, look, I don't think anyone expected him to be as good as he was in his first start, but it was closer to previous McCullers than before. I didn't even put him down because I thought there was so much worse things that happened this weekend. I kind of gave him a pass a little bit from all the bad things, but he definitely deserves to be in the bad category from the weekend.
Yeah.
Brian?
We mentioned Yonder not catching that pop-up that eventually leads to the six-run inning, and I get it. It's a tough play. I didn't like, however, Joe Espada's excuse for why it was a tough play. I don't know if you saw his quote, but he mentioned that it's a tough play for Yiner and, or a catch, any catcher in that situation, because since it's a minor league ballpark, they only have one deck of stands, which, okay, fine, but you just came out of spring and you've never played more games at minor league ballparks than you have the last couple of years because of Tampa and then obviously the A's playing in Sacramento. So that excuse fell on deaf ears a little bit for me.
So it's not a bad excuse, but when you use it on the calendar matters here. I think
yeah,
like point.
we were, what, 3 weeks removed from spring training?
If it was like August, okay, I can hear you a little bit, but when it's April, first week of April, you just played a lot in West Palm in a minor league park.
Yeah, I don't like that excuse.
It's
not a good excuse.
It would be a little bit better excuse in August. And you're right, it's not a good excuse. I didn't see that. That's funny.
He's also got, I'd say, a fair amount of reps out there now.
Yeah,
from last year.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, think about last year. Two teams on your schedule are playing in minor league ballparks. When would a player ever have more reps than Yonder Diaz got?
Yeah.
1940.
Yeah, basically.
No, you know, that's a good point. Yeah. 713-780-ESPN. Do you have any others?
This might be an old man take.
I got one more.
I got one more, too. Why is Carlos Correa stealing bases?
Facts. I agree.
Yeah, it's like
people are writing stories about, like, oh, he's done something for the first time in 7 years. No, right. I don't want him to do
I don't
that.
Either.
The dude's got he can't pass a physical. You want him stealing bases?
Yep. Didn't like it. Don't love it. Don't want to see it again.
I'm with you. No. So. No, you're preaching to the choir.
I was like,
good call.
I knew this one was going to play.
No, I didn't like that. Oh, it was successful. First time he's done it in years. Do not care. Don't do it again.
Yeah, it was 2019, I think they said, was his last successful one. Okay.
You don't need to see it.
Yeah, there's a reason why he hasn't tried one in 2 years.
You don't need to see it.
But I just don't want to see it ever again.
Brian, any more?
No, I didn't have any more bad. But wait, he hasn't attempted a steal in 2 seasons?
I think it was 2 years ago with the Twins is what I think they said.
And that surprises you?
I knew he stopped running, but that just seems way more dramatic than I thought it was. Like, even slow guys will attempt a couple.
He hasn't stolen a base or has even been caught stealing since 2022. It's longer than that.
Oh, okay.
He hasn't attempted one officially. Maybe he was off with the pitch and the ball got put in play or something like that. But he hasn't officially attempted a stolen base since 2022. And you said he hadn't had a successful one since 2019.
I mean, Yordan stealing games and rehab assignments. See, great.
And that's part of the reason why I have this on here is because I'm like, stop.
No, you don't. He's got a platinum leg. He's got rods in his leg. Like, what is he doing?
This is my list right now.
He's made of glass.
Alvarez, Correa, Paredes, no longer allowed to steal.
I wonder if Isak comes back today. I forget about that.
Anyone else not allowed to steal? Is Altuve allowed to go?
Yeah, he's allowed to steal. Yeah.
I'd rather he not.
I'd rather him not.
He gets thrown out on base so much.
It's not for injury like the other three guys. It's because he's bad at it.
Yeah. No, I mean, he can, but I'd rather him not.
Christian Walker would never try.
He would never try. I'm thinking Yiner.
Yiner probably shouldn't.
Vasquez?
Yeah, Vasquez definitely shouldn't.
That's probably the end of the list.
Yeah.
Myers isn't a great base runner. He's like fast, but he can't run.
Yep.
And he's slow out of the box. I think you nailed it. Okay. I think that's it. I wonder if we see Isak back today. I forgot that he was on bereavement.
We need an untenable watch.
Everything as well. We need an untenable watch with everyday Isak. The last one that I had on the good, bad, and ugly, and we'll get to the good on the other side. Don't ignore in defeat. No, don't ignore in defeat,
victory.
Which you wouldn't in victory.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
There you go. You
it's hard. I usually don't say it that way.
I know, but you were on the right path.
Jeff Blum.
Oh, yeah.
What in the world happened?
So he's gone.
He's there, and then he's gone, and then he comes back in the 10th. He said that he was under the weather and that he was sick.
Yeah, but he came back?
Yeah. I think he was, like, throwing up in the back of the booth.
Is this a Lamar Jackson situation?
I don't know. I just know that Jeff Blum was there. Mm-hmm. Then he was sick and off the broadcast for 9 innings. And then he came back in the 10th.
I was so confused when the 10th started.
That is weird to do the 10th. Like, just take the rest of the game off.
We'll have to ask Blummer about, or we'll have to ask the TK about Blummer.
Well, it can't be a Lamar Jackson thing if it was 9 innings.
But it was a travel day, so I think he had to be at the park.
Yeah.
I think that's why he didn't go back to the hotel.
Yeah. Maybe so.
But how weird is that?
It's very weird.
He's there, and then he's gone, and then Julie is, like, popping into the booth in the second inning.
Yep.
After TK does, like, an inning by himself, and then Blum suddenly, magically reappears.
Yeah, it was strange.
I think he was in the back of the booth throwing up.
And then just all of a sudden was like, all right, I can get this one out.
Yeah, I wonder, like, I want to know the backstory on this so bad.
I wonder what TK will share.
I think TK will protect his teammate.
I do too, but we're certainly going to ask.
First or last question?
I'd say last.
I don't know.
I mean, he's not going to hang up, so it could be either.
No, I don't say that. I just, like,
it's far removed.
Yeah.
What happened to Blum? That was weird.
He didn't say anything.
He said he was under the weather. He said he was. They addressed it on the broadcast saying he was under the weather, but that's all they said. He was under the weather. I wonder if he was.
I just wonder why he came back at that point.
Well, I think Julie had to go down in case that they wanted to do an on-field interview, and then also she grabs the interviews like after the game in the clubhouse.
So Blum had to do her role. Blum was just being maybe just an elite teammate and saying, "I'm going to power through this."
Yeah, it was like his flu game.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was his flu game, which really was a stomach ache, and he probably had a stomach ache. My question, you know, I think I'll ask TK, like, which end was it coming out of?
Phrase it exactly like that.
See if he answers. Do you think he'll answer?
Probably not. Not if you ask that way.
713-780.
TK, was this a poop or puke situation?
We'll get to some more of your texts about the Strohs. 713-780-3776. We'll get to the good eventually, too, because there was some good. There were some good moments. We'll get to that eventually as well. 713-780-3776. Jeremy and Joe, ESPN 97.5, 97.9 HD2.
ESPN 97.5. Please stand by. Back with Jeremy and Joe, broadcasting live from inside the Huntington Bank Studios
on ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2.
Sweat of the day, Rays money line. Rays Cubs over 7.5. Rays lead the Cubs 4-2 halfway through at the Trop. A couple of Astro roster moves.
Yes.
Did you already see?
I just saw this, yes.
The Astros have called up Eniel de los Santos, so he is up for Roderick Munoz. I thought they would go length there and wait a day on de los Santos, but Alexander has not been very good, so maybe that was the rationale there. And also, Isaac Paredes is back. No lineup yet, though. So, but I can't imagine that they would have taken him off bereavement and then not have him play.
Yeah, because he could have been out for another four games.
Yeah, so he'll be in the lineup, yeah. I'm sure. They send back down for Shea Whitcomb. So he's back to his home in Sugarland. Yeah, and then Michael Bolton gets the start tonight for the Astros. We do know that. We'll see how we're supposed to live without him after tonight. Mm. What a start, huh? Here you go, Michael. You're gonna go start for the Rockies and Coors against the Rockies and Coors when we need you. We have no depth and no length behind you.
At least the Rockies should be bad.
Yeah, it's Coors.
They're always bad.
And also, Michael, you're gonna have to deal with the Magnus effect.
I feel like Joe should explain the Magnus effect.
Yeah, do you know what the Magnus?
No, I don't know.
What's your best guess to the Magnus effect?
Something with the baseballs.
Yeah. What do you think the Magnus effect does to the baseballs?
Make them fly farther?
No. No. Oh. No.
Makes the ball not curve as much.
Yeah.
Affects the arc. Like, that's why the curveball is never as effective in Denver.
Yep. Does that really affect Michael Bolton?
We'll see.
I don't really
know. There's no way to know.
I'm not real sure of Michael Bolton's arsenal.
I was like, I don't really know who he throws.
I know his catalog, don't really know his arsenal. Yeah. But the Magnus effect, Joe, is an aerodynamic phenomenon where a spinning object, like a ball or cylinder, moving through a fluid, like air or water, curves away from its straight path. Mm. So the magnet, that's why pitchers hate going to Coors. That's why you have to pay the Magnus effect tax when a pitcher goes to Coors. They can do whatever they want, the humidifiers. Not going to matter.
Don't matter.
Magnus effect exists.
It ruins everything.
So, yeah, we'll see how much the Magnus effect impacts today's game. The good, bad, and ugly pandemic. Good, delivery booze. Bad, the whole people dying thing. Ugly, exposed half of the country as conspiracy theory idiots. Some people might feel differently about that. Junkie, Astros paying big money to Montero, Abreu, McCullers, and Javier over Fromber is insane, costing this team no quality of players. Yordan is a DH in left field. Okay. Yeah, that's fair. I'd rather have Fromber than those guys.
Agreed.
Allen too short for shortstop. I don't know.
He's a wee man.
He's a wee man, but he's also one of the best defensive players in all of baseball. Do you know that Nick Allen, Nick the Stick, who was on base all the time, by the way.
Yeah, he had a couple hits and a walk.
Offensive explosion from Nick the Stick Allen. Mm-hmm. Do you know he's in the top 10 in defensive war in all of American League?
Really?
Yeah.
He's played, what, three games?
Yeah. That shows you how much
that's
of a
crazy.
He's a wizard. He's a wizard at short.
We probably won't see him much the rest of the year, honestly.
I disagree.
You think?
I think he plays 80 games.
Really?
Yes, I do.
Not starts, just appearances.
Don't give up my secrets.
I meant starts.
But I think he's going to play 80 games. I think he's going to be a late-inning defensive replacement. I think he's going to play quite a bit.
For Altuve?
Whoever's playing second.
Okay.
Altuve or Easthawk, whoever's playing second.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I see why they would do that.
Thanks.
But you would figure, for a starting point, if Pena is happening to get an off day in the near future when he's playing every day, it'll be Correa, right?
I would think. And then Easthawk plays third.
Yeah.
No, I don't think he's going to start many games. Yeah. I'd never want him to start. Ever. But I do think he's going to play a lot of games.
That makes sense.
Yeah. New bit idea, go over the worst typos, grammatical errors, and text during the week. Okay, if you do the work, we'll do that. We're not doing more work.
Yeah, that's a lot of work.
Lance McCullers is pretty laborious. Watch. The dude gives me a headache. He wasn't his best yesterday. Not his best yesterday. He struggled with his command a little bit. Altuve might be the GOAT of horrible base running, no doubt. I might not be perfect in my text messages, but I do know who Brian Eric Harmon is, and I do know a little bit about golf. There you go. Ocho, I think Altuve will remain selective at the play. Oh, Ocho, you've been ejected. I can't read your text. You've been ejected. Doug, Rocky, Nick Allen got eight up the middle last night. I didn't see that play. He struggled a little bit on that ball back when he was playing in.
I think that's...
And there was a hard rocket up the middle that he didn't make the play on, but it wasn't like, hey, you should make that play.
Yeah. Nothing else stands out that I think of.
No. Did you guys see Texas Terry yesterday on the drive, chip, and putt contest? He wanted it for the second time in his young youth. I'd never heard of Texas Terry.
I didn't know. Who the f*** is that guy?
Do you know who Texas Terry is?
No.
Who is Texas Terry? I do know that they're doing some Texas Terry of Austin, Texas, won the boys 12-13 division of the drive, chip, and putt. I think they do it at Augusta.
Well, that's cool. But no, I did not see that.
Thanks to consistency across all disciplines. Second in driving, first in chipping, and second in putting. Look at that. Look at that consistency. You want to get to the good?
Yeah, let's do some good.
Let's do some good. Because the Astros had some good over the weekend. 713-780-ESPN. Jeremy and Joe, ESPN, 97.5 and 97.9 HD2.
ESPN, 97.5. It's Jeremy and Joe
on ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Jeremy Branham and Joe George.
Rays, Cubs, we're on the Rays, we're on the over 7.5, 4-2, top six, Cubs with runners in second and third, nobody out. That's our sweat of the day. Key from LA, how are you guys placing them bets? Wish I could tell you. 713-780-ESPN, HRMP listener line. Let's get to some of the good, Joe. Oh, Ocho wanted to text in again, even though he's been ejected. Okay. He says, I'm textually kicking dirt at you for ejecting me and attempting to take your microphone. All right. I appreciate that one. That one's pretty good there, Ocho. But you're still gone. All right, positive goods. The goods from the Astros weekend.
Jordan Alvarez, man. Player of the week.
American League Player of the Week.
He just continues to rake. I like that we saw him in left field and with the first game of the series there, too. I was curious how Joe Espada was going to handle that.
Untenable.
Didn't need to. Like, you didn't need to play him out there with Isak Paredes not being available. But he chose.
He did game two. Because they
was it game two?
Yeah, because he DH Jiner.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
After he dropped the ball on Friday?
Yeah. DH Jiner.
That's right.
Yeah.
But I was just, I like that sign. So it makes me curious if we'll see a game from Jordan in left field.
Four walks on Saturday. It does kind of highlight our concern of, like, they're just not going to pitch to him.
Yeah.
Leadoff spot.
Yeah.
But
it might be a thing.
He's still, I think he's second in the AL in RBIs, though. I think he's like fourth or something. There's like three guys that are tied with 11, and he's got 10.
Yeah, he's tied for like second baseball with home runs right now with four. Or that might be the lead, actually, right now.
I know
he was second in OPS behind Weimer.
Well, he hit his fourth this weekend, didn't he?
Oh, did he? Okay.
Yeah.
I lost count. Yeah, but he's been awesome. He's the man. He's really, really good. He changes the complexion of this team. He's awesome. He's the greatest.
Well, we were wrong about activating Isak from the bereavement list and playing him.
They're not playing him?
They're not playing him.
Why activate him, then?
I don't know.
Pinch hitter off the bench.
Yeah, I guess. But yeah, they're not playing him today.
Untenable.
Untenable.
Point for Chandler.
Yeah, that's a point for Chandler today. Yes, for sure.
I guess they'll pinch hit him. They're trying to ease him back. Actually, I think Danny Brown did say that. They want to give him a workout day.
That makes sense.
I mean, he was gone for 3 days.
But he could have worked out.
I mean, does it make sense?
Well, you could have worked him out and then not activated him.
I bet you we'll see him if it's a close game. He'll pinch hit for Lo Perfido against a lefty.
Yeah.
Jake Myers against anybody. Maybe even Yiner. Yeah, the Astros lineup, in case you're curious. Peña, Yordan, Altuve, Correa, Walker, Cam, Lo Perfido, Yiner, and Myers, with Michael Bolton, of course, on the mound, pitching for your Houston Astros. Other goods that I have, Ime.
Oh, yeah.
I thought Imai, rather. It's not the head coach of the Rockets. Imai was really good. 5 2/3, did not give up a run. I was really bummed he didn't get through that sixth inning. Mm-hmm. He was an out away, gave up a couple of base runners. But only 6 base runners in the game, 3 hits, 3 walks, struck out 9. Everybody was losing their mind about the reverse slider throws.
It's nasty.
It defies.
It doesn't make any sense.
It defies everything you would think of from a pitcher. People are like, well, it's a screwball. No, the release is a lot different.
Yeah.
The release is a lot. It's way different. It defies everything that you know about pitching. Maybe it just goes the other way in Japan. Maybe that's what happens. Like the toilets
in Australia.
Like the toilets in Australia, you know, they flush the other way.
I didn't know that.
Maybe that's what happens in Japan.
Southern hemisphere.
The sliders go the other way because they're on the other side of the world.
Interesting. I didn't know that toilet.
It's a nice theory to work with. Yeah.
You know that about it's gravity.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, Southern hemisphere, not just Australia.
Yeah, it's how gravity works.
I didn't know.
Because the top half, it goes this way.
I don't know
bottom
math.
Half, it goes that
I don't
way.
Know gravity.
I feel like there's a segment here where Joe finds out.
Joe learns. We could do that.
Well, anyway, he was great. He was phenomenal.
He was nasty.
That was really good.
That pitch is, it's something to watch. Like seeing Pitching Ninja was having a field day with him on Twitter. He was loving it. But that was a really good bounce back for Imai from his first start of the season. So, and you need it now with Hunter Brown, as we talked about earlier in the show, being out for whoever knows how long. You need you guys to step up. But Imai was very good this weekend.
He was good. He was good, Brian.
Christian Walker, someone we banged on a lot, I think, during the offseason, so got to give him his props here. 4 hits for the weekend, 2 walks, 4 runs, 4 runs driven in. So Christian Walker continues to mash.
He's awesome.
He's been great.
He's been really good.
Maybe it was the oblique last year.
Maybe it was. He was trying to pull it into the boxes at the dike.
That too.
Because his home road splits were egregious.
But it's, I mean, the start to the season is everything you could ask for and way more.
Thanks, Joe.
From him.
Yeah.
What?
It's great analysis.
He's crushing the baseball.
Right? No,
dynamite drop in money.
I think
I forgot we had that.
I do too. I think it's all the above. I think it's the oblique. It's the Daikin Park. It's all of it.
No, he's looking good.
Like he is. This is better than he probably looked in Arizona even right now. His start to the season.
Would you jump him ahead of Correa?
Hmm.
Or is it one of those don't mess with it when it's not broken type?
I kind of would just not mess with it right now.
I don't think you should yet because the offense is scoring lots of runs. You lead the league in, you know, runs scored, runs per game. The offense has been great. I think whenever you're looking for a spark and the offense dies down a little bit and Walker's still outperforming Correa, I think you should make the change. I mean, because Walker's been better than Correa offensively.
And maybe to what Brian brought up again with Jordan Alvarez and all the walks and pitching around him, if Walker's sitting like this, maybe it makes more sense to have him behind Jordan just to try to prevent that as much as possible when Paredes isn't in there.
Altuve's bad behind him right now.
I know, but Walker's been better than – and Altuve's been good.
Well, I mean, define better.
Altuve's been great.
I think Walker's been better so far this
year. Based on what?
His stats, right?
Which stats?
His batting average has got – his
I mean, Altuve already has half a win of war already.
Altuve's at 344, Walker's at 324. But also, what a terrible way to define the prowess of a hitter. Batting average. Who are you?
I know.
Also, the OPS for Altuve's higher. Altuve's over 1,100, Walker's at 1054.
I thought for some reason Walker was higher than Altuve.
I wouldn't go with that high on Walker yet, and I'm not doing it because the offense has been clicking. Like, I'm not messing with anything while the offense is doing well. But if you find a little bit of a lull, and you start slumping a little bit, and Walker's performing, Correa's not, flip-flop.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Flip-flop him. No. So, yeah. Anyways, that's that.
Cam Smith?
That was my next one. Maybe you can have it.
I mean, Cam Smith. The home run on Saturday. Defensively, too, like he's playing well out there. I know he had a top three Gold Glove finish last year, but I think he looks even better so far this season in right field. He just looks so comfortable out there.
Somebody posted his Baseball Savant earlier, which, by the way, at OPS of 885, he did get a kind of a cheap home run the other day. Came in late in the game, got it off like a low leverage reliever. Mm-hmm. But whatever, home runs are cool. I like home runs as much as the next guy. But, I mean, 885 OPS, you're happy about that. It's only 10 games, very, very small sample. But somebody posted his Baseball Savant earlier. Lots of red. Lots of red for Cam Smith. We're talking 89th percentile in run value. 94th percentile in base running run value. You know, he's got three stolen bases, one off the league lead. And he's 100, Joe. This is to your eye. Great eye. 100 in fielding range value. 100th percentile. Not many better. Sprint speed, 95th percentile.
I like the stolen bases, what we're seeing from him, because you're not getting that from pretty much anyone else on the team.
So there's a new stat that I had. I look at Pro Baseball Reference from time to time. I like to nerd out.
Okay.
You know this about me. I usually don't look like every day. I only look at it on Mondays. It's like end of the week, baseball's 162 games. Like, let's just look at the end of the week. Pro Baseball Reference has this stat called power speed number.
Okay. What's?
Not really sure.
Yeah.
Maybe it combines home runs and stolen bases some way. I don't know. But Cam Smith is tied for the American League lead at 2.4. Power speed. Cool story, bro.
I don't know what it is. I don't know what it means.
I don't either. I just know he's tied for first.
I mean, if you're – yeah, it looks like it's home runs, stolen base.
It can't be combined, though, because it's 0.4.
Maybe it's a percentage of the times you're on base and you successfully steal combined with some sort of slugging percentage.
Sorry, Ryan, you lost.
I know. I'm grasping at straws here.
Google AI makes it, or this is pulled from Baseball Reference. It looks like it's home runs times stolen base.
Oh my gosh.
Divided by home runs plus stolen base.
What? Why would you do that?
I don't know.
What did you say the number was?
Home runs times stolen base. No, two times.
Yeah.
Home runs times stolen base. Divided by home run plus stolen base. That seems complicated.
Why wouldn't you just have home runs plus stolen bases?
Yeah. I don't either.
Like, why wouldn't you just go to the stocks? Like, the stocks are a basketball stat. Like, the steals plus blocks. Why wouldn't you just have home runs plus stolen bases?
I don't know.
Why are you multiplying
this
it?
This feels very complicated.
And dividing it. Bill James created it, apparently. That's why it's complicated.
That seems overly complicated.
That's so dumb.
When just home run plus stolen base equals good.
Like, it would still be the same, right?
It's got to be close. I guess it's because they want the decimal points? I don't know.
That's weird. Yeah, no, he's been very, very good, though. I wanted to throw some love for Nick the Stick Allen, by the way. Nick the Stick's hitting 300. He's batting better than Pena. You might as well just play him at short. I'm kidding. But he did have three hits over the weekend against Oakland. He also walked twice. So he reached base five times in three games. Nick the Stick, baby. Don't look what Mauricio Dubon's doing in Atlanta. Let's just focus on the good with Nick the Stick Allen.
Yeah, it's a surprise. Anything you get from him, I'll take at this point. I have the most low expectations of Nick Allen of anyone on this baseball team this year.
I don't understand your hate for Nick Allen.
It's not hate. I just don't expect
more expectations for him or less expectations for him than Rodri Munoz?
I was thinking from the lineup perspective, but fair counter. They did draft Munoz in the Rule 5. Obviously very bad, but they were probably the bottom two.
Yeah, probably.
Like, I really thought Nick Allen would just be a defensive replacement. So
he is.
Well, now he is.
He started yesterday.
That's only because Esau wasn't around.
Right.
You know, and Payne's not playing every day yet. That was an anomaly. I don't know why y'all hate Nick Allen.
I don't hate Nick Allen.
Like, oh, I have lower expectations. Like, yeah, maybe you should readjust your expectations. What are you expecting from the guy? He's a defensive replacement.
Well, low expectations has been bad expectations.
He's hitting 300, Nick.
I don't expect him to do much. So 300 batting average all season.
Strike zone.
New expectations.
Wee man. He is a wee man.
My kind of guy.
No doubt about that. Any other goods from you guys?
Go ahead, Brian.
K-Way Tang. We mentioned K-Way. Him earlier, but he was, what was it, 2 1/3, no runs, 3 Ks on Saturdays. It was a nice bridge there from Imai.
Wonder when we see him.
As a starter?
I wonder when we see him. Yeah.
I think the bullpen's too bad to move him out of it.
I would agree with Joe there. It would take another injury, I think.
I'd rather just bring up Arrigetti.
Yeah, but if they go six man.
I don't know if you can right now.
I think they're going to have to.
You can afford a six man with this bullpen?
Sure. We can go Arrigetti and then like a six starter of Michael Bolton or K-Way or Jason Alexander or
I just don't know if your other Weiss. Starters give you enough length. Especially with Hunter Brown not in the picture.
I mean, Hunter Brown doesn't give you tremendous length.
It gives you more than you're typically seeing from Javier.
Yeah, he's a bum.
Maybe McCullers.
I think they're still going to go six man. I think they'll still go six man.
That would surprise me, but I get why they would do it. But I just don't think the bullpen has anywhere close to being good enough to go six man right now.
Yeah. It's called the Coriolis effect. It has to do with the difference in deflection of moving objects in the northern and southern hemispheres caused by the Earth's rotation. Really has nothing to do with gravity. Hashtag learning with Jeremy and Joe. Someone else said the Google AI says that it doesn't. No, toilets do not flush in the opposite direction of the southern hemisphere. While the Coriolis effect caused by Earth's rotation influences large-scale, long-duration systems like hurricanes to rotate differently, it is far too weak to affect small-scale, short-duration events like a toilet flush. The direction is determined solely by the design of the toilet bowl jets.
Mm.
Learning with Jeremy and Joe.
So we're all wrong.
But I still think they flush that way. But maybe it's how it's designed.
Yes, but why you thought it flushed that way was incorrect.
Well, I mean, I still think we're right. The house was still on fire. We might have gotten the reason the house was on fire wrong.
The house was still on fire.
The headline remains the same.
The headline remains the same.
Disagree. You guys were wrong. You're wrong.
It's a little inside joke, really. That was the whole Tom Herman, John Lopez thing.
Mm. Yeah. But we should make learning with Jeremy and Joe a thing.
Yeah, it's not going to be us that do it. The textures can – we always say that the junkies are the most smartest listeners in all of sports radio.
Yeah.
So this is on the junkies.
To teach us things.
This is on them to teach Jeremy and Joe. Learning with Jeremy and Joe, 713-780-3776. As a show community, can we start a GoFundMe for sunglasses for Jake Myers? Sad he can't afford any. Yeah, that was pathetic. Heather, Christian Vasquez getting 3 hits on Saturday. Very good and a nice surprise. I literally love him. Vibes for days. Yeah, he brought the UV light into the clubhouse.
It's helping out.
The vitamin D's been great for them, which is why I want to do our shows from outside on pretty days.
Mm-hmm.
And I will be.
Need more vitamin D.
Walker's in better shape, too. He is in better shape. Yeah. Yeah, he's lost like 20 pounds. How can anyone know how the toilets flush in the southern hemisphere? Every time I've been there, I've had to put TP in a trash can.
That's gross.
It might be because of the... Gross. Well, it depends on what kind of, you know, septics you have.
Right. Like,
there's some places where you have to put it in the trash can because the septics can't handle the toilet paper.
Yeah, but it's still gross.
Yeah, I guess it's still gross.
Yeah, it doesn't change the grossness of it.
Yeah, my great grandma in Mexico, she had an outhouse. She didn't even have a bathroom in the house.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You'd have to walk out, and they didn't have like running water either. Well, they had running water, but they didn't have like showers or baths.
Okay,
you had to put water like in a tub and like pour it over you and stuff.
Oh, yeah. That sounds not fun.
Yeah, I visited there a few times when I was young. Yeah, it was interesting. Interesting way to live, for sure. All right, 713-780-ESPN, HRMP listener line. Let's get to the Rockets. How about the Rockets yesterday with a huge game winner? Rocket power. We'll talk about that and more coming up next. It's Jeremy and Joe, ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2. Did you know Truck Month has been extended at Monument Chevrolet? You should, but if you haven't heard, now you have. Truck month has been extended at Monument Chevrolet. They're giving you offers, discounts, and deals you've never seen before. Well, why haven't I seen it before? Because this is the supplier discount that is offered only to the biggest buyers, the suppliers. They've never offered this to the public before, but they are now for you. Truck month extended with the supplier discount on its full inventory of 2026 Silverado 1500s. The big discount reserved for the top sellers. You pay their price this month. Every trim of Silverado 1500, every color of the Silverado 1500, you're getting it at prices you've never seen before. And while you're there, by the way, get it at Monument Chevrolet and also stop in and talk to GM Jeff. GM Jeff's going to take care of you. So you get the supplier discount. GM Jeff's going to take care of you at Monument Chevrolet. You can't find a better deal. Monument Chevrolet has been serving the Houston area for 50 years. They've helped so many people get into new vehicles, and then they keep coming back because they love the people at Monument Chevrolet. Family feel. They have a tremendous culture. They hire great people, friendly atmosphere. They're family-owned still after all of these years. So get a fair deal, a transparent deal, without wasting your time. With no hidden charges, no tricks, now's the time to upgrade your ride, especially if you're in the market for a Silverado 1500, because you're never going to get a better deal. Now's the time to do it. Visit them online at monumentchevrolet.com. Check out their full inventory, monumentchevrolet.com, or stop by, visit them in person, 225 and Beltway 8 at Monument Chevrolet. Chevrolet together, let's drive.
This is ESPN 97.5. It's Jeremy and Joe
on ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Jeremy Branham and Joe George.
Alvy Shingun, game winner. Did you see the greatness of Ime Udoka drawing up that beauty? What an offensive genius.
Genius.
Ime Udoka is. Huh?
Absolutely.
713-780-ESPN. Rays lead the Cubs 4-3?
Correct.
We're on the Rays. We're on over 7.5. We need another run, hopefully for the Rays. Some insurance late, perhaps. Great the call. Now, is I an Eagles boy? Noah. Noah's his name. I couldn't remember his name for a second.
6'5"?
That was fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
I'll go 6'8".
Okay.
6'8" for Noah.
6'7".
Didn't ask you.
Unnecessary.
But Rockets get a big win yesterday. 117-116. They're up pretty comfortably for a majority of the fourth quarter, led by double digits for a good amount of time. Warriors made a huge rally late, took the lead late. Was necessary for Alpi Shingun to have that game winner because the Warriors led with about 35 seconds left to play in the game. But the Rockets find a way. Certainly didn't love the way that they played the fourth quarter. I thought that they played some losing basketball, quite frankly. Had some critical turnovers, were taking some bad shots in the last few minutes. A lot of people were questioning Ime Udoka's substitution pattern. He had Aaron Holiday on the floor for a good period of time, had Jayshon Tate on the floor for a good period of time in the fourth quarter. There was no Reed Shepard. That made some people mad. Alpi Shingun took a wide-open three with 10 seconds left on the shot clock, and Ime said something to him. Mm-hmm. Alpi talked back, and then Ime told Alpi to get his Turkish behind on the bench.
You are
for a moment.
Quick ejection.
He was quickly back in the game.
Yeah.
And look, I think it was great motivation. Who made the game winner?
Alpi.
There you go.
I'll say.
Boom. Ime was right.
Didn't think we were going to see Alpi again, though, when it happened.
Well,
I did.
Ime seemed really mad about Alpi, because Alpi did the whole tap on the chest, my bad thing. It seemed like Ime took offense to that. Like, he's like, yeah, it's your bag. I know, I said Ime two different ways. I know.
You're like,
I said Ime, then I said Ime, then I switched back.
You corrected yourself incorrectly.
Yeah, exactly. But I just love when they showed that video when they came back, because I think the Rockets took a timeout, like, right after that. They showed Coach Udoka just like completely getting all over Alpi for Alpi made that 1-3, and it feels like every time I watch the Rockets, if Alpi makes the first three, he's like, all right, here comes four bad ones.
Yeah. Yep, he's taking five.
And sure enough, it was. That wasn't the only one that Udoka could have got on him about.
Yeah, I like that he benched him. I like that
for a minute.
I like that he benched him for a minute. I really did. Like, don't condone poor shot selection. Like, I saw some people. It was 10 in the shot. That's a lot of time.
Yeah,
that's not late in the shot clock. Late in the shot clock is under 5 seconds, not 10.
Yeah, hell, sometimes Durant holds the ball till 10 seconds before they run any action.
So, anyways, I was fine with him benching him. The Reed Shepard one was curious. Like, it was, I mean, obviously he was going with some defense to try to maintain a lead and hold a lead. It's just, it didn't work. Like, he didn't maintain the lead. In fact, Golden State took the late lead, but they also had some critical turnovers in the last few possessions. I thought that they played pretty good other than like the last 5 minutes of the game.
Well, see, I think it was, I wrote down, it was 84, I think 69 or 84, 67. And there was two ugly Kevin Durant turnovers in the third quarter. And you could kind of tell in the moment, it's like, well, this is probably about to turn into a game. And that's when the Warriors start going on runs. So, yeah, it's just it's typical Rockets basketball. But what's different is they had been losing a lot of these games. And, yes, you get the clutch shot that you shouldn't have had to hit anyways there at the end. But I thought the defensive plan on Curry was good with having Jabari being the guy guarding him and having some size there. And in terms of, like, bigs that are athletic enough to do it, Jabari's probably towards the top of the list of guys I'd want doing that in that situation.
Yeah.
So they shouldn't have been in that spot, but they held on. And they kept battling back and throughout
the entire game. Hold on.
Well, they went.
They surrendered the lead.
Yeah, they trailed.
Yeah, they trailed by a point. Now, this is the last 6.5 minutes. So this is when it's a little over 6 minutes. This is when Alpi misses that three-pointer. So he misses the three-pointer. They're up 10 when he misses a three with 10 seconds on the shot clock. Terrible shot selection. Golden State comes back, hits a three, timeout, benches Alpi Şengün. Then the Rockets have a turnover. Amin Thompson turned it over. Golden State misses a shot. Rockets score. Amin goes to the line, hits a free throw. They give up a point for give up a Gary Payton driving layup. Another turnover. So their second turnover in the last 5 minutes. Miss three, blah, 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 blah. Don't really care about missed shots unless it's a bad shot selection, that sort of thing. And then they had another turnover with about a minute and a half left. Three turnovers in the last 6 minutes.
Yeah.
That's too much.
The men one in particular was egregious. Like, he's in that baseline corner, tries to throw a bounce pass to the other side of the quarter, down the baseline. Of course it went out of bounds.
Yeah, it was.
I don't know what he was doing.
I don't know either. That was a terrible decision.
Poor like, defensive hustle in those last 6 minutes. Mm-hmm. I feel like they thought they had the game won, and they kind of, like, you know, took the foot off the gas. And this is going to hurt you the postseason. Like, you can't play that way in the postseason. Like, they have some losing basketball moments, and I thought that they did yesterday too. They just were able to, you know, hit the game winner,
and it feels like they're
avoid a Steph Curry three-pointer at the end.
Yeah, well, it feels like they're headed to a matchup with the Thunder in the second round of the playoffs right now.
Oh, it's considered a you think they're gonna win the first round, huh?
Oh, it's me, just LeBron out there at this point.
Yeah, if they get the Lakers, I'm picking the Rockets with no Reeves and no
Luka. Overseas.
So, and Austin Reeves, I think, is joining them too in Germany.
They went overseas to try to get some magic on that hamstring.
But if they can get to the second round, like, you lose that game against the Thunder playing like that at the end.
Oh, you lose the Thunder regardless.
You get swept by the Thunder playing that way.
Yeah. But so it was poor play at the end, but that last play was a good design.
Oh, I love the design.
Like, it was great. It was. Need more of that. I think you need more of Amen in the dunker spot. There was a lot of really positive plays from Amen last night.
Amen had that two-hand slam. I forget who he dunked it on, but that was a great poster.
Yeah, he was all over the place there. They got to find a way to use him more. I mean, Reed had some nice passes to him there in the dunker spot. So did KD. It's just like it almost feels like he gets ignored there, even though that's really the only place he should be effective on offense, at least in last night's game. But a win's a win.
B-Mac went into Doka and Tatsuya Swap Sports. Josh from
Seabrook. Yeah, it was rough.
Let's go out to the HRMP listener line. Philip from the Woodlands joining us now. What's up, Philip?
Hey, guys. Hey, I know Udoka likes to run the Spurs offense with the motion and a lot of cutting and a lot of passing. But what about when Amin's not on the floor, we can add another shooter, whether it's Holiday or if Finney Smith fixes himself or somebody, and we go back to the old school Rockets, dump it down low to Şengün, keep him away from the three-point line, surround him with four shooters, because you got Reed and Durant are deadly as spot-up shooters. You're not typically going to be seeing a lot of double teams on them, or if they try to double Şengün, you got the wide-open shooter. If they don't, Şengün one-on-one in the post, I would take every time, because it's when he gets doubled and gets into a bit of a cluster, that's where the turnovers tend to come about. So just for a different look when Amon's on the floor and they can add another shooter, what do you guys think of that as, like, for maybe 10 minutes a game or so?
I like it. I just don't know if I see it for this year. I don't know if the specifically DFS. He sucks. I mean, he's been playing 6, 8, 9 minutes in his last three games. He's barely playing right now. So not DFS, but I think for next year, you can build your roster differently to do that plan. So I like it in theory.
Our sweat of the day just hit the over, boys.
It did.
A little bit of a, was it a two-run dinger?
Yeah.
Aranda with a two, Takari Aranda just hit a two-run dinger to put us on the over and also give us a three-run cushion on the Rays over the Cubs.
Maybe one day the Cubs will stop signing the Astros trash cans. That's Maton.
Probably shouldn't use that
phrasing,
word.
Phrasing, Joe. Jeez.
Probably shouldn't use trash cans. Joe. 713-780-ESPN. No, I like that idea, Philip. It's a good idea. I'm down with it. How about Steph Curry, man? Steph Curry just rolls out of bed and drops 28 on you.
It's absurd.
It's ridiculous. He's so good.
Yeah, I don't understand how a guy hasn't played in what? How long?
Months.
Yeah, no, it was like 26 games I think he missed.
Yeah, his last game was January 30th. And he comes out last night and plays the 6 minutes of the end of each quarter and just...
He was a point shy of a 30-burger on you and almost hit the game winner. Like, yeah. What if he hits the game winner? 32 with a game winner rolling out of bed. It's so appropriate that he could have been against the Rockets. Mm-hmm. He did that. He still scored the 29 against the Rockets. That guy just knows how to score. He knows how to score. He's really good. I know that I'm not supposed to like Steph Curry. I kind of like Steph Curry.
It wasn't just 29. It was vintage Curry shots with some of the just impossible threes that he made.
Kind of like Curry.
See, I've always been one that have had a hard time hating Steph Curry. Besides the fact that he beats you.
Like, I think the mouthpiece thing annoys people.
Fair.
It doesn't annoy me.
Annoys me.
I get why it does annoy people.
But I loved him at Davidson. So I loved him before the NBA.
But he's not really, like, besides the mouthpiece and then winning a lot, he's not really hateable. Like, he doesn't...
He's a very likable guy.
He doesn't flop like LeBron and some of these other guys do. He's pretty just a damn good basketball player, and you hate him because he's good.
You hate him because he's good. Junkie, cash the 7.5 runs, guys. Let's go. Let's go. 713-780-ESPN. That Mr. Big intro is top 5 intro all time, says Weech Draw. Another junkie. How has Brian not come out of commercial with a Jack Sparrow, Michael Bolton song yet? Brian's sleeping at the wheel. All right, 713-780-ESPN. Curry's not the greatest shooting. Curry, look it up. It depends on how you're looking at that. If you're looking at it at percentage, or you're looking like, okay. But Steph Curry is laps him in volume.
Yes.
So, like, context matters here. Let's get to some college basketball over the weekend. We'll take your Rockets thoughts, too, if you want. 713-780-ESPN. Michigan-UConn national championship today, and maybe the best duel of the weekend. Gino Auriemma and Dawn Staley? 713-780-3776. Jeremy and Joe, ESPN 97.5, 97.9 HD2.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.